from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, October 23rd. Just ahead, Macon County is one of the hotspots for COVID-19 in central Illinois, with nearly 1,400 active cases and 34 people hospitalized. We'll hear from the director of the Macon County Public Health Department about steps they're taking to fight the coronavirus. But first, these headlines. A national political watcher is now rating Illinois' 13th congressional district as a toss-up. Dave Wasserman, U.S. House editor for the nonpartisan Cook Political Report, says incumbent Republican Rodney Davis was slightly favored, but the unpopularity of President Donald Trump in the district is giving Democrat Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan an edge.
But this year, he's up against perhaps the worst political environment for Republicans that he's had to face.
Wasserman says Davis likely needs some Biden voters to cross party lines down ballot in order to keep his seat. The 13th District covers parts or all of Champaign-Urbana, Bloomington, Springfield, and the Metro East. If elected, Vice President Joe Biden plans to dramatically increase federal spending on public K-12 and higher education. But a representative of Biden's campaign says his first priority for education is making sure schools can safely reopen amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Lee Gaines reports.
Steph Feldman is the policy director for Biden's campaign. During a webinar hosted this week by the Education Writers Association, Feldman said a Biden administration would produce national guidelines to help schools navigate the reopening process. But she clarified that Biden doesn't want to force schools to reopen.
A lot of groups have said that schools in areas with high levels of COVID-19 community spread should not be compelled to reopen against the judgment of local experts. And that is certainly something that Vice President Biden agrees with.
Feldman says Biden wants educators and students back in school quickly, but wants to ensure that it's done safely, which requires providing schools with the resources they need to do that. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.
The Education Writers Association says President Donald Trump's campaign was invited to discuss their education policy with reporters, but they have not received a response. Local housing leaders gathered yesterday for a ribbon-cutting ceremony to unveil a new resource to low-income families. The Housing Authority of Champaign is now a designated Envision Center, meaning it can receive federal assistance for its programs, including low-income housing and job training. It's the only center of its kind in Illinois outside of the Chicago area. Joseph Galvan is Midwest Administrator for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. He says getting this designation was a grassroots local effort.
Champaign, your community is unique. You know what your needs are. You know the best way to bring all the resources together to address those needs.
Housing leaders also announced a new program aimed to help foster local youth into stable living situations. Illinois health officials reported more than 4,900 newly confirmed cases of COVID-19 yesterday. That's the highest single-day case count since the pandemic began. Officials also reported 44 additional deaths from the virus. The state has broken its COVID-19 daily case count record multiple times in the last several weeks as cases of the virus continue to increase. Meanwhile, Champaign-Urbana public health officials reported 44 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday for a total countywide case count of more than 5,700. There are 301 active cases of the virus, including 7 people hospitalized. The death toll stands at 28. Still to come, we'll hear from the director of the Macon County Public Health Department about the spike of COVID-19 cases in her county. That's next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Currently, about a third of all Illinois counties are at a warning level for COVID-19. Among them is Macon County. 52 people in the county of about 100,000 have died from the virus, and there are now more than 1,000 active cases. Illinois Newsroom's health reporter Christine Herman spoke with Macon County Public Health Administrator Brandy Binkley to learn more.
We never stopped being concerned about the situation regarding COVID-19 here in our community, but certainly with the number of cases we have been seeing, we're in trouble. We really need people to adhere to the public health guidance. we realize that that's not happening in some cases and causing more spread than necessary.
Is that what your understanding is about what's driving the rise in cases? It's the lack of adherence to social distancing, mask wearing, and those types of guidance?
Yes, I definitely think so. We've been doing a review on a rolling basis of where these cases are coming from. And, you know, as we investigate them, trying to figure out those links, which of course there's community transmission. So sometimes you can't quite find the link, but a lot of times we are seeing some patterns, things like gatherings that are occurring, definitely some large gatherings and even small gatherings where, you know, it might be some people that go out to dinner together. Everybody thinks that, you know, they don't have any symptoms, so they're fine. They take off their mask. They enjoy a meal together. And then someone in that group ended up being either pre-symptomatic or asymptomatic, gives it to the other people there at the table. And then everyone at the table brings it to their own households and then spreads amongst, let's say, five additional households. Of course, large gatherings, there's more risk because there's more people. But even those small gatherings, when you feel like you know people and you feel more comfortable and you think you can take your mask off and not be social distance, there's definitely a level of risk there. Schools are bringing, you know, more cases than other congregate types of facilities, of course, because there are more people that are together and give more of a chance for that virus to spread. We're also seeing cases associated with sports, sporting events and teams. We also have seen a lot of situations where employees have gone to work symptomatic. Sometimes they think they have just a cold or allergies or bronchitis, something that seems simple or like they have it every year. And then it ends up being COVID-19. So they've been going to work, let's say, for 3 days, exposing others when they think that it's no big deal. So we're really encouraging people not to go anywhere if they're symptomatic, even if it seems like something simple, because that is contributing to the cause and spread here.
And as far as contact tracing goes, has your department been able to manage in terms of keeping up with contact tracing everyone who's sick, as well as reaching out to those they might have exposed?
We have been able to keep up with that and follow the best practice of contacting those cases within 24 hours of us being notified. But here's the thing, people should be quarantining themselves if they're symptomatic in any way, or if they know they've been a close contact of someone. And if you go get tested, you should immediately quarantine until you have test results. People should not be waiting to hear from the health department to follow this public health guidance that has been out for months.
What is your message for the public, especially with the holidays and people wanting to gather? What are you telling residents in your area, or what is your message to the public more generally?
Well, I think we need to stay strong. I know everybody's tired of COVID. Everybody's tired of the restrictions, but the pandemic has not gone away, despite how some people feel or think. It's not gone away. It's not going to go away anytime soon. I understand the heartbreak that comes with not being able to celebrate holidays traditionally. I love holidays. I love my family. I haven't seen my family. And so I understand, and I'm right there with you, but we have to stay strong. I know that it's difficult to imagine not being together and hugging and eating food and sharing, you know, bowls and spoons and, you know, all these things that happen on holidays that we all just take for granted. But it's so important for people to take these precautions or to consider not gathering or to find ways to social distance gather, because we do want to make it out on the other side of this. You do want your entire family and group of friends to still be alive and safe on the other side of this pandemic. And these are sacrifices that we all need to continue to make to keep ourselves and others safe.
That's Macon County Public Health Administrator Brandi Binkley speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. And finally, a big weather change is on tap today. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says showers and thunderstorms are likely as temperatures fall from around 70 degrees this morning into the 40s this afternoon. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Tim Shelley, Lee Gaines, Dana Cronin, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend and stay safe.